Letter to my wife. Down in the deep, dumb worlds are waiting, silent. I shout. The silence in my ears is strident. But no one can reply to it from far Serbia, fallen into a swoon of war. And you are far. My dream, your voice entwine. By day I find it in my heart again. Knowing this, I keep still while standing proudly, rustling, cool to the touch. Many great ferns surround me. When may I see you? I hardly know any longer. You who were solid, were weighty as the psalter, beautiful as a shadow and beautiful as light, to whom I would find my way, whether deaf, mute, or blind. Now hiding in the landscape from within, on my eyes you flash, the mind projects its film. You were reality returned to dream and fallen back into the well of my teen years. Jealously question you, whether you love me, whether on my youth's summit, you will yet be my wife. I am now hoping once again and back on life's alert road where I have fallen. I know you are all this, my wife, my friend and peer, only far, beyond three wild frontiers. It is turning fall. Will fall forget me here? The memory of our kisses is all the clearer. I believed in miracles, forgot their days. Above me, I see a bomber squadron cruise. I was just admiring up there your eyes' blue sheen when it clouded over, and up in that machine the bombs were aching to dive. Despite them, I am alive, a prisoner, and all that I had hoped for I have sized up in breadth. I will find my way to you. For you I have walked the spirit's full length as it grew, and highways of the land. If need be, I will render myself a conjurer past cardinal embers, amid nose-diving flames. But I will come back, if I must be. I shall be as resilient as the bark on trees. I am smoothed by the peace of savage men, in constant danger. Worth the whole wild regimen of arms and power, and, as from a cooling wave of the sea, sobriety's two by two comes raining down on me.